We are here, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you that as part of the Stevie J Broadcasting family, the Chicago Cubs have a new flagship home. The Chicago Cubs will play 162 times on 105.9 Classic Rock WGKC.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, the fine play-by-play man for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Hughes. Pat, good morning.
Good morning. It's exciting for the folks down in Champaign-Urbana. It's about time all 162 were on WGKC, but I'm thrilled for everyone down there.
Well, you sound great. You've been doing the Cubs since 96. Of course, you do a terrific job play-by-play, and we love listening to you around here, but it's sometimes too much snap crackle from WGN. No offense to them, but it just kind of, in particular, if there's any storm clouds around, it's hard to get the Cubs. And so now we've got them on FM, loud and clear, 162 games, because you know what, Pat? There's a lot of excitement about the Cubs right now with Theo in town.
Absolutely. And I think that what you're going to find, the team is going through a rebuilding phase right now. That's obvious. Blake DeWitt was let go yesterday, and that follows quite a few moves that these new guys have made already. But you're just going to see a lot of changes. You're going to see more and more players join the organization, and I'm talking about good players. And before too long, I think, really, that the Cubs are going to be a solid contender year after year after year.
Now, we carry the Cardinals on Connect FM, and now the Cubs on our sister station, beginning this season, 105.9 WGKC, where we have Mike and Mike on ESPN on in the morning now. And yet this rivalry, have you figured it out, Pat?
No. I don't think it's meant to be figured out. I think it's so exciting, though, for fans on both sides in St. Louis and Chicago. I love the feeling in the ballpark, both at Wrigley and at Busch Stadium. And it's a friendly rivalry, but it's a rivalry. And it's the best one in the Midwest. The East Coast has the Yankees and Red Sox. The West Coast has the Giants and Dodgers. And here in the Midwest, we have the Cubs and Cardinals. And that's about as exciting as baseball gets.
All right, you've been doing baseball a long time. Tell me what it was like to work with Bob Uecker.
It was fun. I learned a tremendous amount, and he and I are still good friends. We're going to see each other down in Arizona. In fact, the day that he found out that he was going into the broadcaster's wing of the Hall of Fame, he and I played golf together down in Arizona, and the announcement was made in the morning. I get to the golf course, and he's doing all kinds of television interviews and taking phone calls from people like Bob Costas and Ed McMahon and Bud Selig. And I said, you know, Bob, we can play golf anytime. It sounds like you're kind of busy. He says, Pat, you know me better than that. We're playing golf today. And it was a great memory, but I learned so much. He's so funny. He keeps you on your toes, but he knows the game. And I think what I learned from Bob more than anything was that when the game is on the line, you give people baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When the game is lopsided and your team is not a contender, you have fun.
Yeah, speaking of which, two reasons I want to play this clip. Starlin Castro and, of course, your former partner, Ronnie Santa.
Yeah, here we go with Castro, and you can tell the Cub fans all clapping.
His first big league at bat, and he's got a chance to drive in the game's first run. Right-handed batter, well-built kid.
And he can run. This could be a big hit here, Pat. Kind of sparked the team a little bit.
Curveball hit in the air, deep right field. Back goes Bruce. Back to the wall. That ball is gone.
All right. Oh, my gosh. How about that? First hit in the big leagues. A home run.
How about that? Ron Santo. What do you say about Ron Santo? I have Coach Mike Ditka on our show every Monday and Friday. for a half an hour, and he talked so glowingly of Ronnie Sano and what he meant to Chicago and what you guys together was. It was special.
15 years. We had a great time. We covered a lot of good Cubs ball clubs. Four times the Cubs went to the postseason when Ronnie and I were partners. But we also had some teams that struggled. And again, I go back to what Euchre taught me about being serious when it merits it and being silly and having fun to keep your audience during other times. And I think Ronnie and I did a lot of that. I absolutely loved him. He was an amazing human being. Wow. He had all kinds of physical problems, but his love for the Cubs might have been greater than any fan ever. And I still miss him. But I have a great new partner in Keith Moreland.
Yeah.
Keith had some big shoes to fill last year following Ron, but he did a wonderful job. And I told Keith at the end of the season, I said, once we become a good team and we're a contender and our audience is gigantic, then people will realize how good you are, Keith, because he's just an excellent commentator.
Well, listen, it's going to build. There's no question. I think the Cub convention had more electricity than Ameren. It was crazy. The optimism now, and that's a little unique for the Cubs, because my experience with St. Louis is if somebody commits an error, they say, okay, we're going to rally and get the runs back. In Chicago, you're a bump because they've got to have some success to build on success, and there's a feeling now that they can get this done.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I'm ready for it, and I know millions of Cub fans are, and a lot of those fans are right down in the Champaign-Urbana area on WGKC, but this is an exciting day for all
of
you guys.
Well, it is, and we're excited to be partners with you, Pat. We're going to build this up. We want the Cub fans to get the kind of coverage that they deserve, and I think it starts here with radio. It starts with the affiliates. If the Cubs can build this kind of affiliate in 8-10 states, then that's what's going to happen. The groundswell will be there. The fandom will be there, and they're certainly going to like hearing you. So it's a pleasure having you on, Pat. I really appreciate it. We're excited about 105.9 Classic Rock now being the new Chicago Cub affiliate here for the Champaign-Urbana area, and we're going to love hearing you on the radio.
Well, that sounds good. So Classic Rock, that means I could follow Bob Seger or Billy Joel and then step right into play-by-play.
Hey, man, it's right down the middle. It's the songs we grew up with, Pat. That's right.
Sounds good.
We know those songs.
Again, I'm happy for everyone in your area, and I can't wait. We're going to do spring training games starting on March 5 down in Arizona, and then on April 5 at Wrigley, the Cubs against the Washington Nationals on opening day. And all of it's going to be right here on WGKC.
Hey, you got it, buddy. Hey, thanks so much for your time, Pat Hughes. We'll be in touch.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. There he is. The Cubs come to Champaign-Urbana 162 times.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it. The Cubs are on their way. The Cubs are going to hit today. They're going to pitch today. They're going to field today. Come what may, the Cubs are going to win.
Cardinals have 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. The Cubs have 105.9 WGKC. And again, they'll be on our sister station, WGKC, which is 105.9 Classic Rock, 162 games for the Chicago Cubs. With Mike and Johnny coming up bottom of the hour. All right, let's get to our sports headlines. 716, 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. We already announced the big news on the Stevie J broadcasting family that the Cubs are coming to radio 162 times on FM, and it's going to be on 105.9 Classic Rock, where Mike and Mike are now on in the morning.
We're
fired up, and I think the Cub fans are going to love it. I did kind of an informal, unscientific panel of people. I said, hey, you're a Cub fan. Yeah. If the Cubs are 30 wins and 60 losses, will you still listen? And they said, Oh, yeah. I think it's a loyal base. It's just thirsty for success.
And it all starts April 5th when we Cubs play the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.